Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Lum. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Roland Offis. Batting 8th. The catcher, Vic Correll. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bruce Dalcanton. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Bruce Dalcanton. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Manguel strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lum. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Biedner hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Earl Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perez scores. Evans moves to third. It's 1-0, Braves. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evans scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to home to get Williams. Lum moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roland Offis batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Office hits a line drive into left field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez misplays the ball. That's an error on Perez. Parrish moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parrish moves to third. Mackinnon moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Foote strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Braves. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Correll hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Correll for the out. One out. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dalcanton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garr moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garr moves to third. Perez moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans is walked intentionally. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garr scores. Perez scores. Evans moves to second. It's 4-1, Braves. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manguel hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Biedner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Biedner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biedner hits a fly ball into right field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks strikes out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Office is 0 for 1 in the game. Office strikes out. 2 outs. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Correll is 0 for 1 in the game. Correll hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dalcanton is 0 for 1 in the game. Dalcanton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mackanin is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Barry Foote batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pepe Manguel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elias Sosa now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carter takes first base on ball four. Biotner moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Biotner scores. Carter moves to third. It's 4-2, Braves. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackanin strikes out. 1 out. Barry Foote batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Expos 2. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Office batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Office is 0 for 2 in the game. Office hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Office for the out. 1 out. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Correll is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Correll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Elias Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sosa hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Pat Scanlon pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Scanlon hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Manghul is 0 for 3 in the game. Manghul hits a fly ball into right field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jorgensen scores. Biotner moves to second. It's 4-3, Braves. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Expos 3. The Braves will come to bat. Dan Worthen now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Perez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. he's got 3 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Perez moves to second. Mike Lum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lum takes first base on ball 4. Perez moves to third. Williams moves to second. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 3 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 3 in the game. Mackanin bunts towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 3 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's Expos, 4, Braves, 4. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Office is 0 for 3 in the game. Office hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Correll is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Correll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. May hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves 4. The Expos will come to bat. Tom House now pitching. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manguel is 0 for 4 in the game. Manguel hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with House covering, for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales pinch hits for Larry Biedner. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Scott pinch runs for Jose Morales. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Scott now playing left field. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gar hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Perez reaches second base with a double. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans is walked intentionally. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mackinnon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves 4. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish strikes out. 1 out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-3 in the game. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foote is 0-for-4 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blanks is 0-for-4 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Murray, and towards Mackinnon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Office is 0-for-4 in the game. Office hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves 4. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manghul is 0-for-5 in the game. Manghul hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House fires to first and has Manghul trapped. There's the throw to Perez, who tags Manghul for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Correll is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Correll strikes out. 1 out. Ed Goodson pinch hits for Tom House. Ed Goodson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Goodson takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Gar hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Perez is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodson moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves 4. The Expos will come to bat. Max Leon now pitching. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Parrish is 3 for 5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lum is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lum hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Blanks is 0 for 5 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blanks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves 4. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 4 in the game. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Foote is 0 for 5 in the game. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Office is 0 for 5 in the game. Office hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Correll bunts towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Office moves to second. One out. Cito Gaston pinch hits for Max Leon. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves 4. The Expos will come to bat. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Nate Colbert pinch hits for Dale Murray. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colbert strikes out. 1 out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manguel is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Manguel strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jorgensen is 3 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Marty Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a walk. Perez hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lum is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans goes all the way around to score. Lum moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 5, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.